So RM499 here, our ratepayers got tired of waiting and basically bought the Starlink, which is $700 to buy the contraption and then $120 a month, and they get 10 times the service. Now, that means our ratepayers are not supporting local, but I'm just wondering how SaskTel and Access can compete when Elon Musk's Starlink is a phenomenal service. I'm just wondering what you guys are doing to compete with that level of service.
We view Starlink as part of the solution as opposed to just a competition. We still think that we have a significant advantage where we do have facilities, which, again, currently our fiber goes to 75% of the population. Our 5010 DSL goes to 90-some percent of the population. So we view Starlink as a valid mechanism to get at that last, 5%. Because it is incredibly expensive to get to those very remote rural areas. So, again, I don't view us as really competing with them. I view them as another mechanism to find the solution to what we have to do in Saskatchewan, which is provide this service to 100% of the population. So ideally it wouldn't be as expensive as that. So our, when we have land-based services, it's much, much cheaper than what they provide. But again, it's very, very, very difficult to get to that last 5%.
Well, I'm just saying that maybe partnering up with a company like Starlink that has thousands of satellites, you would save your $500 million capital investment maybe if you partnered up with them somehow, because our ratepayers are super happy with that. And prior to Starlink, nobody on the lake in the summer could get any internet. And as a rural municipality, every day my internet dies between 4 and 6 p.m. It's hard to work. And I'm doing Zoom calls, and it's embarrassing when my delegates, sorry, my internet's weak, you have to turn your video off. So there's a lot of competing priorities here. So I don't know if you need to partner with rural municipalities to get the work done, or you have to partner with Starlink to get the work done, but the work's got to get done. And Elon Musk is filling the gap right now, sorry to say.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that at all. Like I say, I agree with you 100%. We need to get at 100% of the population. And I view that as Starlink can't provide for the whole province. If they actually had their service to every customer in the province, they wouldn't be able to provide service either. It would be overloaded. So like I say, I think they're a good solution for that last 5% of the population. I think that's got to be part of the solution.
Yeah, that's a great question. Here's the issue, though. You made a very, very valid point in the beginning. There's a right now problem. Totally get it. And nobody wants to send their money outside of Saskatchewan. But you also want to be able to do business. You want to also be able to connect. And when you don't have those potential, when you're having struggles with connectivity, 100% get that. The one thing, and I just want to make sure everybody in the room is fully aware, Starlink has definitely been analyzed in terms of their technology for Saskatchewan. We have a partnership with a company called Cable Labs. They're based out of Denver. They're the largest think tank for cable companies in the world. And they analyze Starlink's technology. Starlink's going to have the same issues as providers like us, where you have choke points, where you have too many customers on too many towers, too much bandwidth, too much congestion slows your internet down. The magic number we were given from Cable Labs is 1,000 customers in Saskatchewan, and they're going to have to figure a way to redeploy more satellites. It's extremely costly for Elon, and we'll see if it takes it up. So right now, if you're on Starlink, absolutely, your speed is phenomenal because you're a beta tester. There's not enough users on the network yet. But I get where you're coming from 100% in terms of you have a right now problem. We have also a right now problem to get services further out throughout the province to cover it off as well. So that is a great point. And I was hoping somebody would bring Starlink up in this discussion.